Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, and you are in the right place for compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive guidance with probably a fair amount of random wackiness and loving lunacy thrown in for good measure. I'm so glad you're here. It's the first Tuesday of the month, and that means that it's an all-reading show. I will take your calls until my brain explodes or until we run out of time, whichever comes first, and you can get on the switchboard at 646-929-2947. That's 646-929-2947. Now, when I do this every month, we usually have more callers than I can take in an hour. And if you find yourself hanging on and not getting on the show, I want to thank you for your patience. I truly believe that when Spirit has a message for you, it gets through, even if it doesn't come in the way you expected. So as you're listening tonight, keep your ears open. Keep your inner sight engaged. It may be that you hear your answer reflected in something that I pass along to another caller or that another caller says to me. While you're dialing 646-929-2947, let's take a look in the chat room. John Dog, the Fog City sidekick, is working on something else tonight. What's this? She's not in the chat room. There's no one to serve the virtual tea and cookies, but that's okay because we've got Dune, Emerald, Witch, Sea Monkeys here. All of you, make your own fun tonight. Now, just, you know, you'll have to do some baking and you're going to have to do some advanced tea brewing to kind of bring things up to the standard of refreshment that John Dog usually has in the chat room. But I'm very glad you're here. And as always, any of you who are in the chat room, if as you're listening to callers tonight, you have intuitive guidance that you want to pass along to the caller, feel free to type that into chat. I do my best. I'm not such a great multitasker, but I will do my best to check in to chat and just see if anybody has anything they want to share from chat with the callers. I'm going to take your first call in just a second, like 3 minutes. First, though, I had one heck of a day. A ton of things happened. Some things that were supposed to be wonderful were wonderful. Some things that were supposed to be wonderful turned out to be a big mess, and we had to go back and do them over. So I think I'm going to feel a lot better just in general if I give something away. And that's okay with you guys, right? I would like to give away 2 10-minute private readings with me. 2 readings, and that means 2 ways to enter to win. The first way is to head over to my Facebook page. That's facebook.com/FogCityPsychic and like it. Like the heck out of that page. Get your friends to like it. Family members. Make fake Facebook profiles and sign yourself up and like the page. Oh, maybe that's not legal and I shouldn't have said. Never mind that part. But go like that page, facebook.com/FogCityPsychic. On Wednesday, tomorrow evening at 5 p.m. Eastern, I am going to choose a lucky winner at random from all the new likes that have come in from now until then. So facebook.com/FogCityPsychic. That's one way to enter to win. But Karen, you say, I already like your Facebook page. That's not fair. How can I win something? Ah, thank you for asking. The second way to enter to win a free 10-minute session with me is to email me, Karen, K-A-R-E-N, at FogCityPsychic.com, with the answer to this question. How will you connect with Spirit in the next 24 hours? How will you connect with Spirit in the next 24 hours? Email me your answer, Karen@FogCityPsychic.com, and I'll choose a winner there on Wednesday at 5 p.m. All right. I feel much better now that I gave things away. Let's get ready to go to the phones. When I connect with you, I will ask your first name. And if you're comfortable saying where you're calling from, that's awesome. I will ask you for your question. I read from the energy of the voice. And so as I'm listening to you talk to me, as I'm listening to you tell me about your question, I'm tuning in, I believe, clairvoyantly and clairaudiently to what I call the question behind the question. So have a question ready for me. Have your first name ready or whatever first name you want to use on the air. I don't care. And let's get going. Our first call tonight is from area code 510. And 510, you're on the air with Karen Hager. Hello.
Hi there. Hi, this is Camille calling you from Alameda, California.
Hi, Camille. How are things in Alameda?
Very nice and sunny.
Sunny?
Lovely day.
Oh, my goodness. It's late at night here.
Oh, no.
So it's nice to know the sun's still shining somewhere.
Yeah. We got another, hour of light, I guess.
Oh, my goodness. What can I take a look at for you tonight?
Yes, I'd like for you to take a look into my home. And the question about my home is, I never had the home blessed or anything like that. There was a lot of adversity or negativity with me coming here, and it kind of carried over, and I'm ready to release all of that and to really make this house a home and thrive here.
Yeah.
So what do you see me doing to accomplish that?
Okay. First of all, this is absolutely possible. And the place that you're in, this is not a bad place. This is a good place, right? The energetic stuff that you're feeling, you're right, is like a product. It's like energy that didn't get released, right? It's like pent-up stuff that we need to just like open the window and let it go out. The way that I see it when I look at it clairvoyantly is this is like little... You know how a kid will sometimes take a black crayon and like scribble on the wall, like make a circle? This is like little scribbles. They're at about like ankle height or between my ankle and my knee. And it's like just out of the corner of my eye, I've got these little black scribbles running zoot, zoot, right? They're really fast. And this is just low-level negative energy. It's not demons. It's not, we don't need the Ghost Adventures team in there. This is just like a manifestation of the sorrow and the anger behind the sorrow that came in with you when you came into that place. Does this make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. So to get rid of your scribbles, I would suggest a couple of things. The first thing to do is I would love for you, you have a child, yeah?
Yes, I do.
Little child?
Yeah.
I would love for you and your little child to make a habit of praying in the home, okay? Whatever floats your boat, whatever your way of connecting with spirit is, I would love for there to be daily prayers said in the home. This doesn't send the demons back where they went because there are no demons there. What it does is you are setting an intention that you, in this home, that you focus on the higher things. So every day, a little prayer in the home. If you are comfortable with sage, I would sage your home. There's especially in the kitchen area is where I have a lot of scribbles. I would especially be saging in the kitchen. And there's a hallway also where there's feels to me like there's a fair amount of activity. Does this make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. I want to especially sage in those places, but sage the whole darn thing. Your bedroom, Camille, which should be a loving sanctuary, a safe and restful space, is sometimes not as loving as it, not as restful as it should be because of your scribbles. Again, I'm saging in the bedroom, okay? And a habit of prayer in the home, really, that's not magic. What you're doing is you are inviting in something different. And my sense is that what you'll find over time is that that those dark, dark, dark black scribbles fade to gray, fade to light gray, and just fade out, right? Does this seem like something that you could do?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much. I hope that helps. Let me know how it goes. Again, there's nothing to be scared of here. This is just leftover stuff for you to do. For the person in the chat room asking, am I saying saging? Yes, I mean burning sage. To cleanse. You can use holy water, you can use salt.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what you use, it's the intention with which you use it. Because you, Camille, seem to be someone who connects through the sense of smell a lot,
yeah.
I'm suggesting the sage for you because it smells clean. And then you know you've done something, okay?
Okay, I will start with the holy water because that's what I have immediately on hand.
Absolutely.
I can look at that and touch that and do that after this call. So I'm going to start there. And then when I get, let me look in my arsenal if I have some sage. If not, I'll get some.
I love that you have a metaphysical arsenal. That's awesome.
I do. Yeah.
That's awesome. And again, there's no giant problem here. You're just ready to take the space back. So why should we have all these little scribbles running around? Okay?
That's right. Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much for calling the show. Many blessings to you and your little one. I hope you have a good night. Thank you.
You too. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thanks for calling the show, Camille. I should say, anybody who hasn't heard me before, when I get connected intuitively, I do speak very quickly. So I apologize for that. So thank you, all of you who are in chat. Anything anything that comes out so fast that you don't understand it, then you let me know and I'll try to I'll try to answer that. When I work with people privately, I always tape the session. Not, I don't tape them. I record them on a digital recorder. And I had to do that when I first started out. People were always saying, slow down. We can't understand you. What are you saying? And for me, when I connect, when I tap in intuitively, it's my guides are speaking with me. It's at a slightly higher vibration. And I find that I have to go faster to keep up with them. So that's what that is. Area code 541, you are next. Let me see if I can bring you on the air. There we go. 541, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, Karen. This is Vicki in Oregon, and I'm so blessed to get to talk to you tonight.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm glad to hear from you. Sun's probably out in Oregon, too, right?
It sure is. It's beautiful. Here, I'll send you some.
Well, thank you very
gorgeous.
Much. We have to move this show back to the West Coast. That's what I think. What can I take a look at for you tonight?
Okay, well, I've talked to you several times, and you've really helped me to make some good progress forward in my life, and I appreciate that. But what I need right now is I desperately need to get out of this house. It's just kind of bringing me down. Can you tell me when you see that happening?
This isn't going to make any sense to you, but I'm going to go ahead and say it anyway.
Okay.
I feel like it already sold. Now, if your house had sold, you wouldn't be sitting in there. Clearly, you wouldn't be sitting in there calling me and going, when the heck am I going to have the house be sold? Are you in the middle? Are you negotiating something? Are we nearly at the end of this? Because I feel like it's done. You're done.
No, there were some people that came Sunday and some people that came in here yesterday, but I haven't heard back from them.
Okay. I feel like you're really close to the end on this, and you know, Vicki, because we've talked about this. I remember your house. Not because I've like actually gone outside and like, you know, in the car waiting at night. No. I've never actually seen your house. But I remember your house because it's really special. It is really
it's different.
It's not everybody's house, and it needs like finding the right partner, right, to get with your house. But my sense is that you're very close to the end. A big part of this energetically, Vicki, is your willingness to really let go of it. Because the memories from the house come with you. They come with you. And what you might want to start doing if you're comfortable with this is start energetically, start pulling all the memories out of the house now. Okay?
Okay.
And I mean like from the attic to the cellar. Pulling all the energy, pulling all the memories out of the house, because I want someone to walk in and go, what a wonderful clean house. This feels fabulous to me, right?
So should I go like from room to room and remember memories and put them in my heart, or?
You can absolutely do that. You can imagine you have a giant suitcase and go through. Here's the thing, you have years and years and years and years of memories.
Sure
and
do.
You're not going to be able to fit all those in a physical space, right? They transcend space, they transcend time. And part of what helps you release the house is your understanding that you take those with you as you go.
Okay.
You're not leaving anything in the house. There's nothing lingering because you get to carry it all with you, you know? Okay?
Right.
And you know that anyone who's passed can find you no matter where you go. You understand?
I know.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Wherever you go, you can move to Paris, France. You can go to, I don't know, Bali and have a little house over the water. You do whatever you want to, right? There's nothing tied to that location anymore. Right?
Fantastic.
Okay?
Right.
I really hope that's helpful. It sure sounds counterintuitive. So I hope, would you email me and let me know?
I sure will. It makes sense. Yeah, I've got to make an appointment to talk to you anyway, so.
Well, okay, so wonderful. Thank you, and good luck with it. Okay, thank you, Vicki.
Thank you, and God bless you.
Many blessings to you. Thank you. One of the things about being all weird, like I am, and I'm speaking intuitively now. I'm sorry, I'm just looking at chat too. It's weird without John Doc here. I'm trying to do two things at once. One of the things about being all weird like I am is that I tend to speak quickly and I tend to say what I see. And sometimes what I see doesn't make sense or is counterintuitive. A lot of times I will see an image that doesn't make sense to me. And as part of what I try to do is work with a lot of integrity, work with a lot of truth. I'm just going to tell you what I see. And if it makes sense, that's awesome. And if it doesn't make sense, you're allowed to go, hey, that doesn't make sense. I don't know what you mean. And then we'll take it from there. All right. Area code 617, you are next. And 617, you are on the air. Hello, have I got you? The little icon thing is spinning. Are you there, 617? Hello. You're on the air.
How are you?
I think I'm doing pretty well. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. This is Beverly from Boston.
Hi, Beverly. Thank you for calling the show.
Thank you for taking my call.
See, it's dark where you are, too. There we go. See, people of the East Coast unite. There we go. No sunshine here right now. The sensible people have gone to bed, and yet we are still up. What can I take a look at for you?
Actually, I'm calling in regards to work. I've been looking for work for a while, and the doors of opportunity are actually starting to open.
Yeah.
And I'm very happy for.
It's about time.
Thank you, yes.
Because when you say a while, you don't mean, you know, I've been trying for like 10 days. I think we're talking about months here. Is this right for you?
Actually, almost a year and a half.
Whoa.
Yes.
So like almost 18 months. Holy cow. I do feel that you're coming up on a shift, and this isn't, I want to just take a look at what you said when you said the doors of opportunity are starting to open, and I'd like to just shine a light on that. The doors of opportunity are open because of the way you're putting yourself out there.
Yes.
It's not that they're opening because the magic job-giving fairies have decided that you've suffered enough and now they're going to open the door. This is, you're doing this, okay? This is you doing this. Please continue to put yourself forward. There's such a... in your energy, Beverly, there's such dignity in your energy. And one of the hardest things about this time about being without work, at least to me, I feel as I look at your energy, is that there's been this sense that I might have to kind of do something that doesn't meet all my gifts, that doesn't like reflect how sort of high up I am, how much I've learned, my experience, my wisdom, my skills.
Yes.
And I'm excited to say that one of the reasons that the windows of opportunity the doors are opening for you now, is because you are fully embracing your value. And when you connect, you're connecting with a job that is with your value. Okay.
Thank you.
I don't feel that the doors open and it's your job is like the lunch lady at the middle school, right? I feel like you really step into something that is a fit for you with what you can do. Okay. I would just advise you come in with a great deal of love. You've got very gentle, really strong energy, right? As you are interviewing, I would kind of keep the mindset here that you also have the right to ask questions, because you're kind of at a place where you'll just, they'll tell you about it and you'll go, yes, that's great. Okay. Yes, fine. I'm there.
You're right.
Okay.
Yes.
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 So you ask questions. But this is coming quick. Well, quick.
Yes.
This is coming in the next probably 4 to 6 weeks for you. It may be sooner. And again, it's something that you're okay with.
Yes. You are so right, Karen, because I feel like, you know, this year and a half has not been wasted.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. No, it hasn't been wasted.
Yes.
You had, what they're showing me is that you had some, they're showing me like the image, like if you skinned your knee and then I can watch time lapse, I watch it heal over. So you had little scabs, you had scars, you had scrapes to heal energetically during this time. And I feel like you've done that. You feel to me like you're standing in a much more stable, secure place now than you were 18 months ago, even though you don't have the job.
Exactly. And you again, you're so right about that, because now I feel like I am not in a place, even though I haven't worked in a year and a half, I feel like I am in a place of power. And you are absolutely right.
Yeah.
It's like now I'm asking the questions and I'm asking myself, is this the right fit for me? And you're,
yeah.
And again, you're right on about, because I've always said, yes, 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 I've always taken, but I've always taken in desperation.
Exactly, exactly right. And you know now, I think you have a better idea about fear.
Oh, God,
and
yes.
You know how it sits in the gut, right? And you have a
yes.
better understanding of that. And when you start to feel yourself reaching out in fear, just take a breath, pause, and just look at that. Because
yes.
when you've reached out in fear before, you know, everybody makes mistakes. Welcome to being human. We really blow it. Sometimes before, when you've reached out in fear, it feels like it's been a mistake. And
amen.
And so no reason to repeat that. So when you feel
okay.
that little that tells you, I don't know about this, just stop
exactly.
and pay attention. Decide what you want to do with it. I
yes.
Teach intuitive development, and I tell people who work with me that when you are receiving intuitive information, when you've got a hunch,
mm-hmm.
the first thing you do is acknowledge what you receive. You
mm-hmm.
say thank you for what you receive, and then you figure out what you want to do with it, right? Then you
yeah.
figure out, okay, is this really intuitive? Is it just my brain? Is this really fear? Is this right? But
yes.
you have to acknowledge it before you can start to work with it. And that's where you are.
That's very true.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. Boy, you're just validating a lot of things, because I feel that's where I'm at now. It's like, how does this feel to me? Why am I hesitating? Why am I hesitating in stepping forward? What's going on here? And I ask myself these questions.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so glad to hear it. And you really are in a good place.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Many blessings as you go forward. May you attract the position that's exactly right for you. Right? Something that is up to the level where you are.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
I really
appreciate you calling the show. Good luck.
Thank you, and many, many blessings to you.
Thank you, Beverly. Have a great night.
You as well. Bye-bye.
Thank you. That's very true. A lot of times people who are connecting with their intuitive abilities, we second-guess ourselves a lot, right? We get in our own way. And the key to starting to untangle that, to taking a look at that, to discern, is that you've got to acknowledge what you're feeling. You've got to be willing to move into the present moment, to sit with what's coming up for you, so that then you can start to untangle, to discern. I'm going to take a drink of tea, and 615, you're next, but I've got to drink tea first. All right. There we go. And let's bring on area code 615. There we go, 615, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello, Karen. How are you?
I feel pretty happy, actually, now. I was tired when I started, and you know that you raise your vibration and you start talking to cool people, and yee-haw. so.
Yes, yay.
So can I know your first name?
Yes, Vicky from Nashville.
Oh, hi, Vicky. Sun or no sun where you are? Probably no sun.
No sun, but it's very nice outside.
Oh, my goodness. I love the warm. You know, the days are so long now, and I love those long summer evenings, you know, where the light just fades gradually. Oh, I love that. You probably didn't call me to ask about long summer evenings, though. What can I take a look at for you?
I do love those long summer evenings, too, Karen.
Oh, me too.
I have a question about this man that I met, and I'm doing a lot of work on myself where I can use what I feel to figure out, is this going anywhere? So I know what I think. I just want to know what you pick up, if you will.
Okay, so what I see when I take a look at this is I see very strong action, right? So I don't feel a lot of holding back. I don't feel a lot of waiting. I feel really strong action. And the challenge here is that sometimes with strong feeling, strong attraction, because there is a very strong attraction here, sometimes things can maybe go a little bit too strong, and then you got to try to backpedal. And that's my concern with this, okay? So with this, it's not like, is this someone I'm attracted to? Is this no? Because it feels like it is someone you're attracted to. But I would just as we're moving forward, there may be a temptation to make a really strong statement, right? Just be aware that you might enjoy it a little bit more if you don't go so strong so fast. Does this make sense from what you know?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Is this person in sync with you in terms of wanting to take action?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So basically, you guys are in the car right now and you're going to Vegas to get married, is what you're telling me. You're on the way. You're just calling for just a final blessing as you go. This is that strong action. I'm kidding. I don't think you're actually going to Vegas. Let's just slow it down right here. The energy around this looks very, very good. The two of you talk with each other, connect with each other in a way where it's like old friends getting back together after many years. We've got so much to catch up on. There's so much to say, so I don't run out of things to talk about with this gentleman. There is a tenderness in the way that you are with each other, which feels really, really good to me. I just want to enjoy the time you've got here and any strong action. Let's think about that before we take it. Not because it's going to be a disaster, but we're just going to enjoy this all much more if we do it in a kind of a tempered way. They're saying temperate, my guides are saying temperate, in a balance. Let's do it. Let's go slow and let's be deliberate about what we're doing. This is somebody really special. And I think you know that. You know it's somebody already. You know it's somebody who you have a past life connection with as well, right, as on this area. He also feels to me like someone who I could talk about stuff like that with. And although he might raise an eyebrow at me, he feels like he's open to hearing what I have to say. Does this make sense from what you know?
Yes.
Yeah. So did I answer your question? I'm sorry. I got all excited. I married him. We went to Vegas. And that, so did that answer your question?
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
Wonderful. Good luck with him. It is, and I mean that in a good way, not like, yeah, good luck with that guy. I mean, like, good luck with him. You, Vicki, have such a loving heart, you reach out with such love and such compassion for most everybody. And it's wonderful for me to see someone coming into your energy who now will mirror that, who will reflect that back to you, because that's awesome. You haven't always had a lot of that. And it's awesome to have someone step in who can reflect that generosity back to you. So I think this is a good fit. I just don't want to right away run off to Vegas. Okay?
Okay, and you're exactly right. I used to pick people that needed fixing, and especially if I had an attraction to them, my heart would just go out and open. So this time, the work that I've done, I want someone that is the same way that I am. I want someone I deserve, Karen.
Yeah. Well, and you are willing to, you are willing to participate in the relationship fully and in a mutual way, right up to where it's even, right? Right up to that 50% mark, and you're done going to the 98% mark, right? You stay on your side, that person stays on their side. You have a loving mutual relationship. You don't have to, like, cross the line and carry all their stuff for them anymore. So you're ready for that, and that's what you deserve, is that mutuality. Oh, wonderful. I'm really glad to hear it, Vicki. Thank you very much for calling the show. Thank you.
Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a great long summer evening.
Thank you. You too, Karen.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.
That's wonderful. I talk to a lot of people who are, who are trying to find love, a lot of people who have connected with partners who aren't, where it's not, where the energetic balance isn't good, where the give and take isn't good. I often hear from people, especially women, I think we do this a lot. And when I say we, I mean, you know, me too, is that we are nurturers, we are caretakers. We often see the potential in a romantic partner. We can see what they could be if only they would change. And a lot of times holding that energy can cause a lot of pain, because we get ourselves in situations that are not balanced. 613, you're next in just a minute, but I need to drink a little more tea. There we go. Somebody in chat was asking what what kind of tea I'm drinking. I'm drinking Tension Tamer because I came into this all after my very eventful day. I felt like I needed something to just help me gently simmer down a little bit. Let's go to area code 613. And 613, you are on the air. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Can I know your first name?
Yes, Donna.
Hi, Donna. Thank you for calling the show. Light, sunlight or no sunlight where you are?
Sorry? Oh, no, no sunlight.
No sunlight, so it's not daytime. Yeah. Okay, one of the night people. Hello.
Hello.
Me too. What can I take a look at for you today?
I want to ask you about a man named Cameron. We were both at an event this past Saturday, and he got quite angry with me about some things that happened there. And, you know, was communicating with him yesterday, and he said, you know, like, don't, like, contact me anymore by email or phone, and don't talk to me again. And so I'm just wondering if we'll resolve this and if we'll be in communication again and when.
Okay. I'm really sorry because I can feel that it's painful, and even though maybe his volatility wasn't a surprise to you, the quickness with which this happened is a surprise, right? So I'm so sorry because this is that feeling of like the rug pulled out from under you. Oh, geez, what happened? Is that what it feels like to me? It is a challenge with Cameron because he is very volatile. He's like he's like boiling water, right? It bubbles up, and then it splashes out, and people get burned. And I think that's what happened to you at the event. If you were to, as I just run the energy forward on this, Donna, if you were to continue to sort of poke at him, I think he's going to cut you off, okay? And my guidance to you would be just step back, right? Step back. I would give this maybe a week. I would give this maybe 10 days. And then if you feel like you want to reach out again and say, hey, I feel bad about what happened, can we talk about it? Let's see if he's open to that. Because he's so volatile, he pushes people away, and this is, you're not the first person he's pushed away. Is this correct? He pushes people away, and things don't get resolved. And he kind of is wandering through life, leaving a trail of things that aren't resolved, which is unfortunate. I would love for you to have the closure that you would like here. I have to say that I feel like it would be very difficult for you to have a long-term relationship with Cameron because he doesn't show me being willing to work on this issue. And I want to be really careful what I say here, but emotionally, Donna, being around him is not always a safe place to be, right? Emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't ever know when that splash is going to come, right?
Mm-hmm.
Does this make sense what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so step back. Take yourself out of the line of fire a little bit, right? Give this a little bit of time. And then get back in touch and say, hey, do you want to talk about this, okay? The two of you, it's almost like you hardly even got started. Is that correct? I didn't even hardly get a chance to do anything, really. And it's unfortunate, but I think that as long as he holds this pattern, it's going to be difficult for you to be with him and feel emotionally safe. And just like Vicky in Nashville was saying, the same is true for you. You really deserve somebody who's going to honor you, maybe,
mm-hmm.
and not splash all over you. Okay?
So you don't see anything like in the future, like over, like maybe within the next 6 months, like anything with him?
Here's my sense about this, Donna, is that if you keep pinging him, definitely not. Okay, I just don't, because what'll happen is he's going to push it away. If you let this sit and if you can engage him in conversation about it, I think there is a chance that you can have a conversation. I think that energetically the two of you are not a good match for each other because of this issue that he has. What my guides are showing me is that this thing with him, this is not just about the thing that happened at the event, right? This is a pattern of behavior with him. Is this correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So it's not just about this one thing. And I think it's going to be difficult for you to sustain a loving relationship with him if you're not feeling emotionally safe,
mm-hmm.
okay? You absolutely have free will. You could go over there tonight, you know, naked under a raincoat and do, you know what I mean? You can do all kinds of things that you can do. You can do whatever you want. My sense, looking at it energetically from what you've told me, is that there's a mismatch of energy here, and I want to be sure that you are in a place where you are honored and loved as you deserve to be loved. Okay?
Just wondering, have I pushed him away yet? Because he was quite angry yesterday, and he pretty much said, like, you're done, and the last word was, like, don't email me, don't phone me. So I'm wondering, is he actually far gone? Like, or is there still hope for any sort of communication or reconciliation?
The hope for communication comes by you honoring what he said and backing off for a little bit, right? And then you take it from there, okay? The challenge with him is, and I need to be really blunt with you about this, the challenge is that he's not changing. And I don't know if you want someone who isn't changing.
Do you see him reaching out to me at any point?
As the energy stands now, I do not.
Okay, because I'm just wondering, like, if in, like, a couple of weeks or a month or something, like, he might reach out to me.
As the energy stands right now, it does not look like that. However, some invisible lady you meet on the radio doesn't make your future. You do that by the choices you make. Cameron does that by the choices he makes. So could that energy change? Yes. But as things look now, no. I don't feel that he does, and that's why I'm encouraging you, if you want closure with him or if you want some further communication, it may be you who has to do it. And then it's going to be up to him how he responds, because you just can't control his response, right? Mm-hmm. So you can only control what you do to make it right for you. Okay. Was that helpful? I know it's not what you want to hear. Did it help answer the question?
Well, yeah, as I said, I was just trying to get an idea of, like, you know, will he want to resolve this? Is he, like, open to resolving this and, like, reach out to me? Or is this he just, you know, want to...
Yeah. Well, and I'm sorry, too, because, as I said, he has a pattern of leaving things unresolved.
Because he's done this in the past. This kind of similar thing kind of happened last August, and then I reached out to him, like, 2 months later, and he was open to that. And then it's been 7 months since then, and there hasn't been any issues until now.
Mm-hmm.
But do you know, like, why he did this to me? Like, why he got so angry and pushed me away? Like,
My sense, Donna, was that there has been some stuff simmering, that there have been some other things between you, and that what happened at the event was kind of like he, like, stored it up, and then, whoa, splashed out at you. And I think that's why it happened. It isn't so much about you personally, Donna, to tell you the absolute truth, as about his pattern of behavior and the way he holds his anger. Okay.
Because I don't recall, like, doing anything specifically, like, to him.
Exactly right. You're exactly right. You're exactly right. It isn't, because it isn't about you. Right?
We were supposed to go to an event this Saturday together, and he's like, don't come. But
yeah.
So I guess that will probably not happen then.
My suggestion would be that you don't come. And I'm so sorry. I do need to let you go. And I'm sorry, because I know it's not what you want to hear.
Yeah.
But I do like that you now have a chance to do something to help yourself get to a stronger place, so that you're not kind of pinning your hopes on someone who isn't changing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you so much for calling
the show.
Many blessings to you. I'm sorry. I know it's a rough time.
Thank you
so much, Donna.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's always really hard. Thank you, Donna, for calling the show. That's always really difficult, because sometimes what we want the most to happen isn't within our power to make happen. We want somebody to change. We want there to be a different outcome. And ultimately, all that we're in control of is our own response. And that can be very empowering, right? Yay, I'm in control of my own response. But it can also feel horrible when you are feeling as hurt as Donna is, and you don't have the power to reach out and make that person change. So I want to acknowledge that. I'm sorry about that. Okay. And I'm just looking at what they're saying in the chat room, and people are being supportive. It is really hard. It is really hard not to be in a situation like that and not to have the outcome that you want. I'm going to go ahead and take 443, but I do need another drink of tea here. There we go. I should have brought a bigger teacup. That's what I should have done. All right, let's get area code 443. There we are, 443, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, can I know your first name?
Anne Marie from Baltimore.
Hi, Anne Marie. How are you doing tonight?
Hi, I'm doing fine.
Oh, good. Is there something that I can take a look at for you tonight?
Yes. I'm in a relationship with a guy I've been dating for the last 2 months, and we've known each other over 16 years. We've been friends.
Mm-hmm.
We just decided to get into a relationship together. He wants to pursue the relationship on further down the road, to moving in and everything like that, but I'm held up because of the fact being it's the type of job he has, and he's looking for something else. So what do you see in our future?
You two, to me, I love that long connection. I feel that long connection. The energy between the two of you looks smooth, right? It looks it looks nice and smooth. So my sense is that you guys get along well. I agree about the job, Anne Marie, but my sense is that the timing of this may not come about in the way that he wants to, and so instead of doing things in the order that you're hoping for, in the order that you're planning it as a couple, my sense is that you just are going to kind of need to take things as they come. It may feel a little bit soon to move in with him, not because of the job that he has, but I think you may be still asking yourself some questions a little bit about, wow, are we really going to go the distance here? Is this, it's a friend? Is it more? I don't know, right? So if you still are asking yourself those questions, take the time you need. Is there already a child between the two of you?
No, there is not.
Huh. Okay. Have you got kids or has he got kids? Because I've got a kid and I'm going to have to do something with it.
He has kids.
He has kids. Okay. Okay, good. I was just about to ask you to look around your house. Any kids? Nobody? Not outside? Okay. All right. Good. And the thing about his kids is that that's another big factor in the two of you guys coming together, right? My sense as I run the energy forward is that this works out with the two of you together, like actually together, and with those kids standing kind of in the middle. They're showing the kid like between you, okay? And that's how it works out. Is there a way for you, without saying anything you don't want to say over the radio, is there a way for you to tell me what's bothering you about his job?
One, it's the fact that he has a night job and he wants to do more and it's lower pay. He wants to migrate to more of an office position.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not really bothering me, but I understand what he wants to do.
Yeah.
So he's trying to basically upgrade himself.
Yeah, that makes sense. And he has, what my guys are saying, they're like, he has ambitions. He has like aspirations. He sees himself like moving up, you know, like moving up the ladder. That's absolutely possible for him. He shows me some people are optimistic to the extent that they're just kind of, they are, then it's just silly, right? Your partner shows me being optimistic in a way that makes sense, right? He plans, he saves, he has ideas, right, for the future. I think he's a good partner for you, Anne Marie, and my sense is that although it's going to take him more time than he thinks to get into the office job to move up the ladder, he is able to do it, all right? And that's because of how he sticks with it. I'm not sure that if I said, darling, I won't move in with you until you get the new job, you might be waiting longer than you want to. Okay, but that's totally up to you. Okay.
Oh no, he already told me that. I was just concerned if the move was gonna happen maybe like a year from now, because I plan on moving sometime this December, because I have a feeling that I'm about to get promoted at my job.
Oh.
So, and I think that's what's concerning him, because he feels as though that when you have two people in the household, that the income should be like across the board even. It shouldn't be one higher than the other. I think that's his concern.
Yeah, wow, he's good, isn't he? You know what? I don't think you're wrong about that promotion. I would not be surprised to see. Oh, hooray for you. Okay, that's great. Yes, that's really great. And I don't want to make that a small issue, like, oh, you know, what if you make more money? That's not a small issue. That's something we really need to look at between people. However, you have that easy smoothness between you, and I feel like you can work it out, right? We're going to come to a time here where he, where his income matches yours, right? You guys go back and forth. It's fair. So I don't see that that has to be a big issue. I honor his feelings about it, but I'm not sure that this is something that causes a lot of problems in the relationship. So,
okay.
Wow, so he's moving up. You're moving up. I mean, this is all, it's kind of all good. So thank you. Did that help with your question, Anne-Marie?
Yes, it did.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much for calling the show. Many blessings to you. I hope you have a good night.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. It's true that anytime there is people in relationships, we tell each other, we tell ourselves stories about how it's going to be, right? I can't be in a relationship where I'm making all the money. I can't be in a relationship where the other person makes all the money. I can't be in a relationship with a brunette, right? I can't be in a relationship with someone who, I don't know, eats Cheetos and then doesn't wash their hands. The thing about what happens when we meet someone who we really resonate, someone who's a good match to us, sometimes the stories that we tell ourselves turn out to not be as important as the fact that we are standing there looking at the person we love. And when we go to build a life with that person, then things don't always turn out the way that maybe you thought it would when you were telling yourself that story. So let me just check in the chat room. We've got a lot of stuff. People are saying that it's hard. It can be hard when your heart overrules your head. It's really hard to make decisions. We should keep going forward. We should do the things that are important to ourselves, right? All that kind of stuff. Someone talking, checking in with Donna, saying that it's Cameron's loss for Donna, that he lost someone as good as Donna. So thank you, chatters. You guys are awesome. Let's go to area code 732. And 732, you are on the air. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm excellent.
Oh,
enjoying
good.
Listening to the show.
What can I just ask your first name?
Cheryl.
Cheryl.
Yes.
Thank you for calling. Is there something I can look at for you tonight?
Yeah, I have a question. Do you see me going back to work, or do you see me starting my own business?
Oh, I know the answer to that one. I see you starting your own business, and I feel like you can almost taste it, right? So when you say, should I, you know, do you see me going back to work? I'm like, no, shove that one aside. Oh, yes, I do. This is really wonderful. What is this that you're doing?
Well, I like to take vintage and old furniture and basically give it a facelift and kind of shabby chic it,
yeah,
and turn it into something more modern for homes nowadays. And I've always wanted to do that and then turn around and sell them.
Yes.
But I just don't know if I should do it or not.
I think that you should do it. What my guide is showing me is you have a really strong and kind of unusual eye for color. And so this isn't that I just take something and kind of sand it down and go, I don't know, it's distressed, here you go. This is really cool looking, sort of vibrant stuff. Does this make sense?
Yes.
Wow, so I like this a lot. Yes, yes, yes. Now, do I see you having your own sort of little shop? That comes later. I wouldn't be surprised to see, and this is weird because it's furniture, but the way that they're showing it to me is I almost feel like you're selling things online. So I don't know how you do that if you, like, I don't know, shabby chic, like an enormous armoire or something. It's kind of hard to, you know, ship to someone FedEx. But I don't feel necessarily like you've got your own store yet.
Okay.
I feel like you're doing stuff, like you're sending stuff all over the place. Does this make sense from what you want to do?
Yeah, because I've also done small items like mirrors and frames, and I've done like mosaic with vintage dishes and transformed things into that.
Okay.
But I've always just done it and displayed it in my house, and everyone's like, "You should sell this. You should make money." And I'm like, I don't know.
Is there a cigarette case connection with you, or card case connection with you? Like, this is something little that I click and I close it like you do a cigarette case or a card case. Have
I've
you
I've done a little case that it looked like a little box, and you open it, and I shabby chic like the outside with like decoupage and paint, and then on the inside I fabric lined it.
Oh my god! Oh, you're very cool. Yes. So if you get set up, I'd like a link to your shop. So just send me that, Karen at fogcitypsychic.com. I want the link. They're especially drawing me to the little thing. To the this is, looks like a cigarette case. This is a it's a card case. It's, I suppose it could be a phone case, but it really looks like a cigarette case.
It's almost like an old cigar box kind of shape.
Yes.
Like
okay.
That.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. So you got it. So it's flat. Mm-hmm. We close it. There we go.
Correct.
Yes. Please move ahead with this. When you're saying, I hear you say, saying, I love this, I love this, I love this, and then you say, but I don't know if I should do it or not, and all your energy drops, you feel that difference there.
Right.
If it's lighting you up, do it. It's making you so happy that you're filling your house with this stuff anyway, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so go. This is really good for you. Yes, it takes a while to earn money, but money begins to come in right away. It's just it's coming in little tiny amounts. Right?
Right.
But you're
going
to see right away that you're on the right track. It's just that it may be a little tinier than what you want it to be. Thank you so much. Good luck. And
thank you. And
go ahead and send us the link.
Okay.
So thank you very much, Cheryl. I hope you have a great rest of your night.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Take care. All right.
Thank
bye-bye.
You. We've got time for one more caller. This is going to be the lightning round of the show. And I'm understanding, I'm so sorry. I know it means that I'm going to leave. I'm going to take one more call. It's going to be area code 305. It doesn't mean we're going to leave six callers on the board. And I apologize. Thank you for listening. Thank you for hanging in there. Hang in for this last call, okay? Area code 305, you are on the air. It's the lightning round. This is where I try to answer a question really fast and then fail miserably by talking too much. So welcome to the show, caller.
Hey, Karen, this is Deanna.
Oh, my gosh. Hello, Deanna. How are you?
I'm very happy because what you said to me about 7 weeks ago came true.
Wonderful. Tell me what's going on.
Well, this is something new that happened yesterday. The job that I've been wanting for a couple of years or even longer, but since I posted it 2 years ago, is up for vacancy again. And it's through the 13th up for vacancy. I was wondering if I was going to get it. I'm going tomorrow to just resign the application.
Yes. I feel that you are, and you, there. I'm sorry. I'm having a hard time saying what I'm seeing here. This has something to do with the way that you speak for yourself, or the way that you speak to them, or the way that you are. I'm not sure what this means. It has to do with the way that you are like speaking as a spokesperson, the way you put yourself forward for the job. I have no idea if that makes any sense. This is what wins them over. Okay. It's
the way
that you show up. Does that make any sense to you?
Well, I am an interpreter and that's what I do for them to speak. So they have to trust my capabilities in spite of this very low voice I currently have.
Oh.
But yes, it's been a long time coming, and I'm hoping that this time is my turn.
Yeah, it has been a long time in coming. I do feel that this time is your turn. Go get this. Go and get it, okay? The low voice, it comes from a little bit of fear about, yes, there's physical stuff too. Every physical issue has an energetic component, right? The low voice comes from being a little tentative about speaking in your power, right?
Yes.
Because when you speak out, you get slapped down, speak out, slapped down, speak out, slapped down, right? And so it's no wonder that you've got a little bit of a low voice right now on the energetic level because you're worried about speaking out. Go ahead and speak out, please, okay? Physically, I want to really just, I would like to wrap you in a blanket and cradle you in my arms and tuck you up for a nice nap and then make tea for you to have when you wake up and give you all your favorite things. I'd like to really, really spoil you physically. Make sure you're taking good care of yourself physically, okay? If you're needing extra sleep, get the extra sleep. The pressure's off a little bit here. I feel like I don't have to wake up at 3 a.m. going, what's going to happen to me, right? Take the extra sleep, okay? Deanna, love yourself. Be as incredibly gentle as you can, all right? Does this make sense? Is the pressure off you a little bit?
Yes.
Okay.
And I thank you for your support, and I'll be emailing you. I'd like to speak to you in private sometime next week.
You are absolutely welcome anytime. Thank you so much for calling the show, Deanna. I'm glad to know that things are improving. Thank you so much. Many blessings to you. That was Deanna. She's the last call that we're gonna go ahead and take tonight. Any of you who would like to connect with me privately, you can head over to fogcitypsychic.com. There's a giant picture of me there that's about, if you want to see what I look like when they put makeup on me, that's what I look like with makeup on. I can pretty much guarantee you that you would not recognize me if you passed me on the street. I don't think you'd recognize me from that picture, but there you go. See a giant picture of me. You can read a little bit about me, how things turned out the way they did for me, why I do the work that I do. And if you feel like you want to connect with me for a private session, you can contact me right through the website at fogcitypsychic.com. I wanted to give away those two private 10-minute sessions with me. There are two ways to enter to win. One way is you can go over to facebook.com/fogcitypsychic and like the page, okay? Like it. I will be choosing a lucky winner of a 10-minute reading tomorrow night, Wednesday the 5th at 5 p.m. Eastern. And if you are the lucky winner of that Facebook reading, I will get in touch with you. We'll set up a time for our private session. The other way to enter to win is to email me, Karen, K-A-R-E-N, at fogcitypsychic.com, with the answer to this question: how will you connect with spirit in the next 24 hours? Email me your answer. I will choose a winner at random tomorrow night at 5 p.m., and I will get in touch with you if you're a winner. Now, tomorrow at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, on Transformation Talk Radio and the Mighty WBLQ, I've got a great interview. I've been reading this great book, The Afterlife of Billy Fingers. Have you guys read this? I've got tomorrow on Out of the Fog the author of that book, Dr. Annie Kagan, and she's going to be talking about how her brother, who she calls her bad boy brother, proved to her that there was life after death. It's about her after-death communication with her brother. You can hear that tomorrow at noon Eastern, 9 Pacific, at transformationtalkradio.com or at wblq.net, or listen live on the radio if you are in New England. This show has grown so much, I don't get back to Blog Talk Radio very much anymore. 2 weeks from tonight, I will be back and I will have Colleen. She is the psychic of light. You guys know her probably from the chat room. She'll be on 2 weeks from tonight at this time, the late night time, or the time where the sun is still up, depending on where you are, 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific. She's going to be on taking your calls for readings, and that should be a wonderful show. The show now is so many places it's kind of hard to keep track of. FogCityPsychic.com, click the Out of the Fog radio logo. You can find out the stations that we're on, find out about upcoming guests, and stream past episodes and much more. Thank you so much for listening. Together, we are spreading a little more light in the world, and a little more light is always a good thing. Until the next time we connect, I'm wishing you peace.